I've had, yeah, all my life since I was a child, discrimination, and still, like, face discrimination every day in the week.
Mm.
But I have to fight all my way, like, for what I want, and I'm not going to give up anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm going to keep fighting, like, for what I'm entitled to.
Yeah.
And what way I should be treated.
And then 2 years ago you got involved with a human rights movement.
Yeah, for the first time I got involved in them, and I'm working with them now, well, about 2 years. And I met a lot of different people. And I'm beginning to learn, like, what's going on around the whole country, like, with other people, even settled people, like. Because I met a lot of unmarried mothers, homeless people, and still, like, have the courage to come in there to the meeting, like, and fight for the rights, their own rights, and for the rights of other people. Do you know?
And so how did you find out about the conference, or that there was going to be somebody from Ireland going over to speak at it?
Well, I found out from where I'm doing a course in Sandyford with Southside Travellers Action Group. And I think they're about to find out of a Thursday. And I didn't find out, I think, Monday or Tuesday. So.
And how did you know it was going to be you?
Well, I didn't know at the time. I didn't know it was going to be me, like, but I was picked out, and probably I was doing something right when they picked me out in the start, like, to go.
Yeah, you must have been. You must have made an impression anyway that they picked you out. Yeah.
It was a great opportunity, because for to go on behalf of everyone in Ireland, like, and I hope, like, the people support me over going as well over there, because I did get a lot of phone calls saying, like, to appreciate it, because I was a voice, like, for all the people in Ireland that are going to probably fetch me friends that are at the meetings.
And what did you say?
Well, I was talking on behalf of travellers, like, their rights, and I was talking on behalf of the settled community as well, because they faced hard problems every day as well in their lives. Like not having enough money, not getting a proper education, not having the proper facilities, homes. So, you know, some are living like in one bedroom flat, maybe with 3 or 4 kids.
Yeah.
So they're struggling, like, when they get out of bed in the morning, same as travellers do.
And how is it received? I mean, how do people respond?
Well, I think, like, someone has to make changes, like, I'd like to make changes for my children, because I wouldn't like my children, like, they're going to school, they're getting their education, and I wouldn't want them to go through discrimination and barriers all the way for them. So if I can make changes, like, when I'm alive, and I hope it do happen for the children, like, because they're the future, like, you're fighting for your kids all the time, like, you know, their proper education, because when I was young, I didn't get an education, because I wasn't allowed into school.
You weren't allowed into school.
The minute they found out you're a traveller, like, there'd be protesting and a lot of stuff going on. They didn't want travellers into school.
Yeah.
So it's only the last 20 years now, like, that children have been getting into schools. There used to be schools, like, for travellers, and that was it. But now that they're going into the mainstream schools, so I think it's a very good idea.
Would you think now that, you know, things have changed since then, if you say that 20 years ago they couldn't get into schools, I mean, do you think travellers are in a better position now than before?
Well, I wouldn't say they're in a better position, like, but at least the kids are getting their education that they're entitled to, most of them anyway. They are still not out there, like, they don't want travellers in schools. I'm working, like, with travellers, and I'm involved with travellers, like, maybe 8 or 9 years now, well, even before then. But if they have any problems, like, we're trying to fight it and trying to get the rights. Like, if they're not allowed into a school, we're trying to do something about it. Like, you can't do anything without, like, someone behind you as well. You know, you can't run on your own, like, so support, like, from STAG as well, like, it's a travellers organisation is good.
Has much happened now since you spoke in the UN? I mean, has that raised awareness?
Well, I think it did, because it was on the papers and a lot of people knows what's going on, like. And a lot of them couldn't understand, because I was a traveller going over there. I think that stood out as well, like. Because travellers, like, don't get involved in much things. They're just left, like, to one side. So by me going over there, I thought it was great to be able to go over there, like, and be able to talk at the UN meetings about travellers, like, and about everyone, like, that's suffering in poverty.
After the talk, was there any sort of sense of a government response or an idea that actually something does need to be done?
Well, they'll have to find out first. We're going to keep fighting anyway, like. We're not going to let this go. All the people all over the world as well, like, they're not going to, we'll be there. And they're going to be standing up for their rights. And the government, like, I'm not coming down on the government, like, because they probably don't know most of the half the stuff that's happening.
Mm.
But they should recognise like that is happening. You know, and there are people out there like that seeing this every day and people going through it.
And what do you think needs to be done? I mean, what would you like to see being done?
What I think now should be done, like, it should be recognised more of the cultures, like, in the country, you know, and more recognition, like, of people that's on social welfare as well. And knowing, like, that they can't, that if you're a rich person living next door and there's a person on social welfare next door to you, like, people don't want to be on social welfare.
Hmm.
You know, like, it's just that they didn't get the proper rights and the proper education and stuff that are put back to one side. And then they don't think they're important, like.
Mm.
But I think they're important. Like, they should be. If they had an education, like, they wouldn't be asked to be on social welfare. One question over in New York, like, and I was caught on the spot. I couldn't really say anything. But there was a mention, like, that people on social welfare are just scavenging off what they can get, which is not true, like. I've met a lot of people that would love to be working. But they can't because they haven't got the education in for a start. You have to have some kind of skills, like, or reading and writing before you can get a job. So what can you do, like, if you're cheated out of getting an education the first starting off?
Mm.
You can't bring yourself up, like, so you'd be half hungry on social welfare.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Struggling every day, like, trying to keep food in the press and pay electric bill. So, like, it's not easy, like, no one wants to live like that.
Mm.